Scammer tricked Tesla into giving him 5 free cars. But now he's paying for it with hard time behind bars. By Lucas Nolan on October 14, 2023. Michael Gonzalez reportedly managed to trick Elon Musk's Tesla into handing over 5 brand new electric cars without paying a dime. Just the beginning of his scams involving the cars. But now he is paying for the electric vehicles in a different way, with a jail sentence of 4 long years. Forbes reports that in the scheme that left Elon Musk's Tesla completely befuddled, a 34-year-old man named Michael Gonzalez successfully manipulated the electric car giant's payment system, acquiring 5 new vehicles valued at over $560,000 in total without paying anything at all. Gonzalez's plan involved providing false bank details during the online purchase, allowing him to receive the vehicles before Tesla could realize the accounts lacked sufficient funds. Gonzalez's fraudulent activities did not stop at merely acquiring the vehicles. He resold 3 of them, deceiving the Vermont Department of Motor Vehicles into providing titles for the cars, which he then passed on to unsuspecting buyers. His actions underscore a glaring vulnerability in digital purchasing systems, particularly for high-value items like vehicles, where the verification of payment details is crucial to prevent such fraudulent activities. In a particularly brazen act, when Tesla failed to provide a certificate of ownership for one of the cars, preventing him from obtaining a title, Gonzalez took the vehicle to the frozen surface of Lake Champlain, set it ablaze, and attempted to claim the loss with his insurance company. This act of insurance fraud was what ultimately raised red flags and brought his scam to light. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Vermont detailed that Gonzalez pleaded guilty to 5 counts of possessing and disposing of stolen vehicles that had crossed state lines. His sentence includes 4 years in prison, followed by 3 years of probation. Additionally, Gonzalez has been ordered to pay $493,043 in restitution to Tesla and another $231,900 to the United States government. Read more at Forbes here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.